and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. On this Memorial Day, President Biden is honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
President Biden placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Honor guard! Attention!
We once again gather in this sacred place at this solemn hour to honor fallen heroes.
He delivered a somber speech praising the nation's heroes.
For we must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy.
The Biden administration has overseen a time of relative peace after two decades of war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Airports are busy across the nation as travelers head home from their long weekend away. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler from Oakland, California.
The lines for security screenings were up to an hour long at some airports here on the West Coast.
More cancellations than normal has been happening.
First responders rescued at least eight people and escorted another 12 out of a building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa. Correspondent Ian Lee.
Came down like an explosion, like a bomb.
Davenport resident Gene Cypher says he was trapped and saw smoke and water shooting from the building until rescuers saved him.
Multi-agencies responded with the sole purpose of finding people.
The collapse at the six-story apartment complex happened early Sunday evening. City officials later found gas and water leaks amid the debris and said they had several complaints from residents about needed repairs.
Now it's up to Congress after President Biden and Republicans reached a final deal to raise the debt ceiling. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There are some components, though, in this suspension of the debt limit that are going to be trouble on the U.S. House floor as early as Wednesday. First of all, for Democrats, they have grave concerns, they tell me, about this tightening of requirements or eligibility standards for some social safety net programs. Think about food stamps and assistance for those who need help to afford and buy food.
Supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan are celebrating after he was reelected.
Today is our happy day. Our president has won. I feel like I'm going on a pilgrimage to Mecca.
The water in Venice has turned green. CBS's Jerika Duncan describes it.
A patch of bright green liquid in the Grand Canal right by the famed Rialto Bridge. Police are investigating how it got there, and even environmental authorities are testing the water.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up to soft on the potty. Let's just muscle, roll it back.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Take time this Memorial Day to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services of Wisconsin Rapids asks you to be grateful and always remember those who gave their lives for our freedom.
The players, coaches, and staff of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors say thank you to the servicemen and women who gave their lives defending our freedoms. The Raptors also salute those in our armed forces today. Enjoy Military Mondays with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, where all veterans enter for free. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
AAA expected this weekend to be the third busiest Memorial Day since 2000. That's when they started tracking holiday travel. They projected 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home. 37.1 million will travel by car. Gas prices are lower this year than last, with the average around $3.57 per gallon. That's up 12 cents from a week ago, but almost 80 cents cheaper than this time last year. When you're traveling this Memorial Day, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to slow down on Wisconsin roads and check 511 for roadway updates. Most road construction is on pause for the weekend to open up as many lanes as possible, and all Wisconsin rest areas are open. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road ahead. He said that together, careful driving behaviors can help everyone reach their destination safely. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI. From the staff at your locally grown radio station, happy Memorial Day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A more perfect you.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly.
I am indeed Brian.
Yeah, you are, my big guy. You're listening to us across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM, and around the state on a Civic Media station near you. Maybe listening. Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, Amory, or the Shaw in Waukesha, where the big guy is broadcasting from on this Friday afternoon. BK, how are we doing today, my friend?
Oh, my 40 trans just scant hour ago. Do you know how long it takes to get from the transmitter to here?
55 minutes.
Just about 1 hour.
You hightailed it over, and you got into the booth.
Yeah. Corey and I were out there. Power site, installing some things, pressing some buttons, making. I said to Corey, you know what? I'm going to go and do the last show. And he's like, get out of here. Great. And it turns out he still needed me.
You were helping doing a little tech support from the road?
I was halfway there, and he's like,
wait, come back.
You have all the cables I need.
Oh, no. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with Brian and I on this final edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, give us a phone call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. As you may have heard throughout this past week, as shows have been announcing, they will be switching to new times. Our friends over at As Goes Wisconsin, who just wrapped up their week of broadcasting, Shane Matinere and Kristen. They noted they're going to be jumping from their current slot of 11 to 2 to the little bit more in the mornings, 10 till noon. Yeah. And Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, is going to be moving to 1 to 3 p.m. statewide across the Civic Media Network. We're doing a little shuffling of the deck here at Civic Media. Yes. And Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian, you and I have just been pulled in directions a little bit too frequently.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but I haven't been on the show a lot.
What? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So Yeah, so I've been basically driving all over the state. I put like 10,000 miles on car since all in the name of Civic Media.
And all in the name of creating the radio stations that we are introducing our Civic Media format to around the state of Wisconsin and returning content that we hope is relevant to the communities and hopefully going to connect the fabric of Wisconsin better. That's the mission that we have here at Civic Media. And you've been on the front lines of that mission, big guy.
Yeah, and a lot of it, although it'd be really funny, Corey and I, because, my gosh, we deliver a lot of content. It's not fit for air, I would say, but definitely.
That sounds like a side YouTube channel that we absolutely need to consider thinking about.
My God, it's entertaining. Jeez. But yeah, pretty much if you're listening to anything on anything Civic Media at all, had my hands up. Now, I'm not the only one with my hands. Team of us. Shout out to Corey Hartman. Shout out to Smith. Shout out to Fonte. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many.
It takes a village, and there's been a very large effort, and you've been a very integral part of that, though. Hearing front of things, which has led to a little bit more of me doing the show by myself or with terrific individuals that I want to thank. William Walter, who has been filling in both of ours absence, but also joining me for a regular Wednesday appearance every single Wednesday. And then sometimes when a Wednesday lands on a Thursday or Friday or Monday or Tuesday, Will's been doing a terrific job. He's going to be filling in. I'm going to be out next week. And Will's going to be, he's already working to line up terrific guests Tuesday through Friday. We do have the Memorial Day holiday coming up that we will not be on the air for, but Will's going to be covering for that week while I'm out. And then Monday, June 5th, there's going to be a new Civic Media lineup, and you're going to get more information as the team releases it in the coming days. But Dueling Tangents will not be on that line.
Yeah.
And we really want to thank everybody that's been tuning in to hear Brian and I's meandering thoughts over the last 18-19 months that we've been doing this show. It's been a lot of fun. It started out as an hour where Luke and Brian just tried to fill the airwaves so that we had some kind of content going on. And we want to thank all the terrific guests, the sponsors, Hawk Sullivan, owner of Hawks on State Street, as well as the Jade Monkey and the Atomic Koi, supporting the show. We really thank Hawk from the bottom of our heart. The support that we've received from recurring guests like Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, has been joining me on a regular basis as well. In Brian's absence, as you're around filling in and creating all of these stations around the state. So we wouldn't be able to do it without folks like that. Annalise Eicher, who's been joining me. Matt Rothschild, Batman of Good Governance. We've had a lot of fun here on Dueling Tangents, and we're thrilled that everybody that's tuned in the 2 o'clock hour since October of 2021 when we got started. We just thank you for listening. We thank you for all our callers contributing and sharing their tangents with us. It's been a hell of a ride. We've been having a blast, and Brian and I are still going to be very heavily
involved.
We're not going anywhere.
Consider us like being melded into the tree, as it were. So like, I'm going to be sitting there, you know, putting the stations on, making sure the sound works, and I'll be popping in on shows and things like that. You can't keep me down. And once you see once you hear a bunch of weird stuff on the air, let's say, or once you hear what's going on with Civic Media that something crazy is happening now, and that's probably me doing that.
Yeah,
but again, we're still building the network. We're a year ago. Think about this: a year ago, it was just WAUK and
what was WTTN. Then TTN. Yeah. WTTN now WBX. And it's
and
been,
now we have like 80,000 stations.
That wasn't even a year ago. That was 10 months ago. Right. Like the where we've gone in the last 10 months has been phenomenal, and we're so excited to be a part of the Civic Media family. I'm not going very far either. I'm going to be moving to a little bit more of a news capacity. So I'm thrilled to be joining the Civic Media news team in that role. And you're absolutely going to hear me still share my Tuesday tangents with Todd Alba on his program. I'm looking forward to joining all of the Civic Media products that we have broadcasting around the date. And notably, William Walter, who has been very, very committed in helping us make sure that Dueling Tangents has been a success in recent weeks and months. William Walter is going to be hosting his own show. Coming up, part of the Civic Media lineup. And so
I'm very excited to hear him, like, his perspective.
Yeah, you're going to be able to hear a lot of William in the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to be a part of that new schedule across Civic Media. We're really looking forward to that. And I'll be joining Will on a pretty frequent basis to make sure that he feels like he's got the support he needs to be able to have a successful news program hour as well in that noon spot here at Civic.
Now, well, while we're talking about a whole bunch of things behind the scenes, we talk about me going around, you know, holding the fort here on this show. It's not that you're just holding the fort on this show. Dude, you are behind the, for anybody who doesn't know, when Luke is not on this show, he's holding together pretty much all the strings of the behind the scenes. This guy is programming things. He's doing traffic. He's solving problems with others. People, he's coordinating things, he's filling in places, he's the glue, he is a glue guy, and it's sad that this show is going to be done, but unleashing us from a time slot is to make this entire network better.
We hope so.
Because we're the kind of folks that are, where can I help? Okay, over here. I'll hand you the drill the proper way. That kind of thing.
Yeah, let me hold the flashlight just so we can get this project done. And we're thrilled to be able to offer that assistance to the entire Civic Media team. We are so much looking forward to be able to continue the growth and expansion that this network has had. I also want to thank my folks. Like, they've been the biggest listeners. My dad, from day one, he was thrilled that I was going to be on the radio. He's been giving me feedback since we got started. And probably the number one listener for Dueling Tangents, so I want to thank him for tuning in. And when he doesn't tune in, giving me the notes when he listens to the podcast
version,
because that's just been a fun aspect of this whole process of creating a show and creating the content that Dueling Tangents has been able to create over the last better part of 2 years now. I can't believe, looking back, Brian, that is now how long you and I have been doing the show. So, folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on our final edition of Dueling Tangents, we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Anything goes on this Friday afternoon. We want to hear those tangents. So get those phone lines going, because it's been fun. It's been a wild ride. We're having a blast to have this final edition of it together here on the airwaves. I know, Bri, you moved your schedule around to make sure that you could be here, as you left Corey hanging without the cables that he needed up in Jackson.
You know, it seemed like cables he should have, but thank goodness he, my splitter, my specialty. So if you ever needed to split anything, it's an ongoing inside.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. You're listening to us across Civic Media. We're going to have fun on this Friday edition. We want to hear your tangents. We're going to share a couple of ours, because Brian's been pent up with tangents. We got to release the tangent pressure that Brian has had, because in his going around the state, he hasn't been able to talk into a microphone about his strange thought patterns. He's been just keeping it to himself, muttering at all these radio towers from Oshkosh to Amory to...
I've been participating in this show.
So we're gonna share those tangents as well, but we want to hear them from you. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media for the final edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, a new Civic Media lineup to come starting Monday, June 5th. Stay tuned. Dueling Tangents is going to be right back.
The Memorial Day weekend, the official start to the summer season for festivals, barbecues, simply enjoying our freedom. But during his Memorial Day speech in 2020, President Joe Biden described it as a day when we must renew a sacred vow, a simple vow, to remember. Remember. Wisconsin was one of the earliest states to recognize a Memorial Day in 1875. Please join all of us at Civic Media as we remember those who gave their lives so we can enjoy our freedom.
Memorial Day is a time for gratitude and remembrance. Please join Next Home Partners Realtor Chris Inda of Wisconsin Rapids by honoring those who have given their lives while serving our country. Be grateful and remember their sacrifice this Memorial Day.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian William Parker on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by.
I think someone tried to nominate this as my class song for high school. But I think we ended up with Alphaville, like Forever Young or whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, it was just a bunch of sad bastard stuff. I'm like, come on, people. If you're going to do sad bastard stuff, do some good sad bastard stuff. This is just like, oh, the puppy's dying, and no one's ever going to live. Did you know that everyone died? Because we're dying right now.
I thought for... it was some fun that I had earlier today, kicking around some of the ideas I could have for remembering me. So, you know,
listen,
you and I both having some fun doing a little breakfast club there on the way out of the last segment. Cool. I immediately thought of this one going into the show as well.
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan as a person seems like a really cool person. Like, she seems like really funny and really cool to hang out with and stuff. But her,
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You can share a tangent with us on this final edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Again, next week, William Walter going to be filling in my absence as I am out of town. So,
and as I'm always absent, we just assume I'm not there.
Will's planning some guests so that he can make sure that you've got all of the time you need, Brian, to make sure you're still improving the ever-expanding number of signals, a part of the Civic Media Network, because we got a lot going on here at Civic Media. We got a new schedule coming Monday, June 5th.
Folks, here's the thing. Over-under, while I'm on the air right now, over-under, so if you're going to call in, the question is for all callers, over-under on how many problems are are in my inbox by the time I get off the air. We got another half hour, a little bit over half an hour. Let's see if there's any issues that I can solve by the end. So here's the thing, is over under on problems in my inbox by the end of this show. Or if but you think
we,
I'm
so
end
we gotta
up
throw the number
to solve
out.
A problem.
We gotta throw the number out there and then people let us know over under. I'm gonna say I set it at 9. I'm gonna set it at nine.
Let's do four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah, four issues. And then there's like the probability, yes or no, that there's going to be a problem I'm going to solve while the show is going on. Okay, so that's the thing. Let's go to Lisa in Middleton first. How you doing, Lisa? Good to hear from you.
I'm glad to be here. I'm so glad I caught your last show.
It's great that that civic media is evolving, but I'm sorry that you two and Michelle aren't going to be a part of that. I still remember the day that you announced the name of the show, and Crudy kind of hated it, but he covered nicely on the air. And I think the name really fits the meandering discussion format that you all have. And I have to say, Luke, every weekday at 2, I look forward to hearing the intro to the show, because first of all, it's awesome. But second, hearing Harrison Ford shout out, Luke, we're going to have company, just makes me want to watch A New Hope all over again. And as for the over and under, okay, so it's going to be over four problems. And I'm betting you will be solving a problem while we are on the air. In fact, we might not even be on the air right now and you're fixing the problem.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Brian gets all the credit for the opener. I think I may have helped a little bit with the. I think I picked the. The Obama quote with the more perfect union I threw in there.
Like the more perfect.
And I think Monty Python now for something completely different were my additions. Brian was the work of all of that. Yeah, but you get credit for Strong Bad anyways. That's all you.
I did spend like a year. Talking like
folks, like, you're listening to Dueling right Tangents. If you want to share a final tangent with Brian and I on this final edition of Dueling Tangents, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got Joe and Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Heartbroken that the show's going away, and I understand there are competing demands and change must happen, but still, I'm heartbroken that the show's going away. It's been terrific, and I would echo the sentiments of the previous caller. The Open to Your Show is just the most fantastic open ever on radio or TV. It puts the open to Sopranos to the trash heap. It is so brilliant, so arresting, so engaging. It's absolutely wonderful. And I think, I really hope that the two of you are able to hang on to the idea of the tangents. I now have that in my vocabulary as just a tangent. And I hope that you're able to keep the Tuesday tangents going. I hope that you, Brian, are able to find a way get your tangents in, because your thoughts on art and culture are just wonderful, and I've enjoyed them so much. So I know you've got other things in the mix. I would say that I'm not going to do the over or under on the problems in your inbox. I will simply suggest that you be described or monikered from now on as Mr. Deluge. Maybe that would be a good way to put it, because the work that you have done has been fantastic, and the work that both of you have done to grow civic media, let me tell you, I'm really, really grateful, and I love it. So all the best to you, tip of the hat, and what you created was just wonderful and engaging and fun. So off to the next adventure, guys. Love you. See ya.
Thanks so much, Joe. We really I can't describe in words how much we appreciate it. It's been a really fun show, and we've been having a blast doing it. And we can share a little news right now as well. We've got a creative outlet for Brian coming back, or hopefully we're in the works of coming back.
Well, there's an idea.
There's an idea for an idea.
For a couple things for me to come. Like, listen, I'm not going to be not on the air, and there's a really good chance that I'm going to be doing openers for other people. Like, you know, I mean, Kristen's got one of my openers. You hear?
Yep.
You know, I'll be doing that. And there's a couple new openers that need to be done, and I just need to put a little bit of time aside to go and put them together. But we also have some really great creative people. Michael's involved that are also involved with doing these things. So,
and we've got some more news. We could talk about another growing aspect of the civic media lineup change coming on Monday, June 5th. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, because Maggie Dawn is going to join us on the other side. But there's a lot of fun things going on here at Civic Media. Brian and I are so thankful to be a part of them. And it is a little sad that Dueling Tangents is coming to an end. But as Joe said, hopefully bigger and better adventures on the horizon. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. If you want to share a final tangent with us, 844-967-2789.
I'm going to go hug my puppy now.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Flags flew at half staff on Saturday to honor Navy Seaman Second Class David Joseph Riley, who lost his life in the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was among more than 50 Wisconsinites who lost their lives that day. Seaman Second Class Riley was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was sunk during the attack on December 7, 1941. He was killed along with 428 crewmen. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has been working since 2015 to identify the crewmen of the USS Oklahoma. Seaman Second Class Riley was positively identified in 2021. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, and the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal. He was buried with full military honors in Judah, Wisconsin on Saturday. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Memorial Day.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Gary's Coin of Wisconsin Rapids would like to thank our veterans for their military service and remind them we provide a full range of collector and investment products.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This Memorial Day weekend, the employees of the Aquarium Pet Shop and Grooming invite you to join them in pausing to remember the price all veterans have paid to keep us free. The Aquarium Pet Shop and Grooming, 3111 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, 715-421-0776. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Maggie has a new, you know, movie out. Are you their God, it's me, Margaret, which is very great. It's starring her as a child. Maggie, how are you? Welcome to the show. And why don't you tell us about your show that will be launching in about a week and a half or so?
Yeah, 10 days or so from now.
I know. I'm so excited. First of all, I'm really sad that you guys aren't going to be on the radio anymore. It was like every once in a while I'd be able to tune in, and I always loved to hear what you had to offer. So I will miss your show as well. I'm really like little kid Christmas Eve excited to start the show on June 5th. So I'll follow the Devils from 6 to 7, I think played out on most of the Civic Media radio network. So much going on in the news right now. I'm literally freaking out. I'm like, I'm so excited. I want to talk about that, but it's not quite time yet.
it's fun, and it takes a minute to get in that seat again. But you've already won an award for an interview, and you're fantastic, and I'm not worried about it. Plus, you have a really good knack for explaining very complex legal situations in a very digestible way. I'm looking forward to having you win more and more and more awards as we go.
Hopefully always beating Crudy, because then that becomes just a wonderful way to engage in any conversation with Mike, is to remind him that he is a loser compared to me. So that's always an enjoyable moment. But very
already,
serious,
already some of the really competition there before the show's even launched, Maggie.
Wow. Gotta go for it. Absolutely. Brian, didn't you cut my prior iteration, my prior show's intro too with the Magnum P.I. theme music? That was
that was one
awesome.
Of my favorites. Magnum P.I. with a bunch of high-powered female lawyers quoting from all the different...
Saying things. Yes. Yeah. well, congratulations, guys. I love, love, love this show. I regret that I didn't have more time to listen in, but I also am really appreciating hearing all the love from all of your other regular listeners. So congrats on your last show, and thank you both for what you do for Civic Media as well. It's going to be fun working with you to make it even better.
We appreciate that, Maggie. Yeah, best of luck launching your show June 5th, Monday, June 5th, 6 to 7 p.m. You can tune in for the Maggie Dawn Show. Have an excellent weekend, Maggie, and we're looking forward to launching that show coming up in just a few days here.
You two guys have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. This is the final edition of Dueling Tangents. You want to share a final tangent with us, 844-967-2789. One more over at the phone lines real quick before we jump to some of our side tangents. Because, again, we got to alleviate the pressure. Brian's had these tangents building up. But we got Dick from Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
I'm really going to miss this show as well. It's a great show, guys. Heck of a run. Wish it could have been a lot longer. I got a tangent. This is to all the people, mainly Crude, who absolutely is. There's nobody that's going to get the nomination on the Republican side besides Donald Trump. Okay, when I was in eighth grade, Lyndon Johnson was the sitting incumbent president, dropped out of the race in March. Eugene McCarthy went on to win numerous primaries. Bobby Kennedy jumped in the ring, and then we all know what happened tragically in June of that year. And the sitting vice president, Hubert Humphrey, ended up being the nominee. Just saying that all happened in a matter of less than 7 months, and that's an eternity in politics. And now we're 17 months out, and with all the baggage this guy's got, I'm here to tell you guys, he's not going to be the nominee. And I don't think DeSantis either. I've said this the other day. I think Chris Christie's going to run. And I just don't. I know it's going to be an awful thing. The Hindenburg, the guy with the biggest belt in history. But
who just threw a bunch of money behind Christie? Just read that somewhere. Someone just threw a whole bunch of money behind Christie.
Oh, I haven't caught that one. I saw the jokes online after DeSantis's failure to launch his campaign on Wednesday of this week, that there were Republican...
That was a failure?
I don't know what else you'd label it besides that, Dick, but...
Yeah, pull a Dixie cup a little tighter so I can hear you.
Yeah.
Sounded like two kids.
It's a weird way to try to launch a campaign for the President of the United States by doing it on a really audio-only medium. Like, I'm all for audio-only medium. That's the business that we're in here, folks, at Civic Media. We already ourselves are doing a live component to video to go with it, though, too.
Yeah.
So we're here in the 21st century. We're broadcasting on social media over audio and visually. But to launch your campaign in a Twitter Spaces event of, like, what, 300, maybe 400,000 people tuning into that Twitter Spaces, like, that's a fraction of the size I feel like you'd want to actually see. But it seems like there may be calls to other Republican governors around the country, Dick, now, to see if any of them want to get in. Former Governor Chris Christie, I think there's going to be some interesting conversations over those next 17 months that you outlined there, for Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, for Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, to all consider throwing their names in the ring. I believe pretty under the radar candidate, the Republican governor of North Dakota, just recently announced that he's getting in the race for all of these different candidates jumping in to go up against Trump and DeSantis. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. So we appreciate the phone call, Dick. We appreciate the kind words. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian for the final edition of Dueling Tangents. So, Bri Guy, what have you been up to as you're muttering to yourself out of those towers? What are some of the tangents you want to get off your chest before we conclude here on the final edition?
Okay, going off of, let's start with the source material here. Let's go off the callers. First of all, Chris Christie is being sponsored by Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets.
That's just a perfect little MLB tangent for you right there.
And Steve Cohen is being...
Wasn't Chris Christie going to be a sports broadcaster or something like that after
I don't know, but Chris
he left
Christie
the,
wants
the
to
governors?
He wants to be on TV, but he doesn't want any of the responsibility of running anything anymore. Chris Christie is done with that, but he's like, I'll run. But by running, that means he's relevant for at least another 4 years, and that means he can get hired on all the other shows to go and run for president. And again, I want to remind everybody, how many people do you know run for president just for fame, or run for president just to push their brand, or run for president just to go and get a show on TV somewhere? Oh, so that you can go and say, hey, look on my resume, it says ran for president. It's like people who just, I don't know, talk for a living instead of actually doing anything. You just sit there and envision stuff and just talk about, you know, this is what is going to happen maybe and all that stuff. But actually, you know, people actually have to do the things to make things happen. There's so many people out there who just... I don't know what they're doing. Why do we let this happen? By the way, is Clarence Thomas arrested yet? Is Clarence Thomas even still a justice? Does he actually have political power in this country somehow?
Oh,
how do we?
Don't even get me started. I don't know if we'll have enough time for the tangents on that one.
What the heck is going on here, people?
Do you want me to catch you up? Do you want me to catch you up to speed on the Clarence Thomas one? Because I will. Or are you up to speed and
no,
you're just
I'm
as upset as I am?
I don't need to. I need to.
If you're a billionaire here in America, you can buy yourself a friend on this U.S. Supreme Court. That's
what
we found out.
But to what end? Here's the thing. You're a Nazi collector, and you've collected a Supreme Court justice. Congratulations. To what end? What are you doing with him? Are you just loosening regulations on stuff?
Trying to shape the federal judiciary in your vision of where how you
but
view
what
the
is
world?
That vision? It's not even like I don't even see the ethos here. I don't even see the like there's not even like a hey, this is the grand plan that I think is great.
Don't
like,
tax me. Don't tax me is what it comes to. My dad left me a really, really large real estate company, and I don't want you to tax me. I think
why
that's
are people
what would,
liking this? Why do people like that?
That's
why do
what
it'll
boil down for
but
for Harlan Crow.
People fight for the Trump tax cuts, which are actually causing, I don't know, a quarter of the entire debt of the United States, but then complain about the deficit. And they go, well, the Democrat, Joe Biden, it's your freaking party that did it. But again, but most people, when you talk to them, most regular people are just people, and they want their water to run, and they want the potholes filled, and they want their kids to not have... Do you know how bad the freaking the hype of like craziness in the Milwaukee public schools is getting? There was a fight where a kid, like a fourth grader, went to a hospital because of a fight in a middle school around the area, right? But well, that happens. That sucks, and I think that kid should be held accountable. And I think, you know, I don't ever want that to happen. But there's a lot of things that lead up to those things, and a lot of it is because, I don't know, literally every teacher has 28 kids. You can't regulate that.
28 kids, yeah, and some even have more than that.
I saw a commercial the other day I'm blah blah blah, and I'm gonna start a new school with blah, this and that, and it's like he's standing there with like shimmering background, and I envision this wonderful thing. But eventually, you're gonna have to hire teachers, you're gonna have to hire people, you're gonna have to actually do the dirty work of teaching kids. I just went to orientation for my kids' middle school, and there's a lot of things and logistics and reality that goes into teaching kids. That, quite frankly, if you're someone who runs into a school board meeting and runs your mouth about curriculum or anything and don't see the giant machine that is any given local school, you should be ashamed of yourself. People have been given the right to go out there and talk as if they know what they're talking about to things, and people are giving them voice because they're loud and obnoxious, because it's rather we have gotten to the point in today where it's the loudest and squeakiest wheel gets the grease.
Yep.
Of course, unless you're of any sort of racial minority of any.
But and then in the same vein is some of those individuals that are causing the ruckus at a local school board meeting, we find out, don't even have kids in the school district.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Or they're going to these public school districts and complaining while their kids are in private school.
I'm so outraged by this one thing that I heard.
That has no effect, actually, whatsoever, but I'm outraged about it, so I'm going to go air my grievance.
And you wonder why this thing goes quickly. Have you ever been in any sort of suburban parental group whatsoever? The information that runs through these communities is insane. I know what's happening in another middle school on the other side of town faster than a lot of people in that middle school do, just through a parental chain, and I'm third party.
I can believe the back channeling on those
and again, I'm not bringing that. That's how it works. This is how, and this is good because you have a big support structure. You know, you have a big communication system. I'm not poo pooing this. What I'm telling you is, this is another example of a lot of systems in our country are run by people that don't take into account the reality of the situation that has to happen. That's why people get so mad about the COVID closings and everything, because a lot of it didn't make sense to a lot of people, because a lot of the information that was out there was back and forth, and sometimes purposefully so.
Yeah, absolutely. And, man, I'm glad.
Is that enough of a tangent for you?
I'm glad we got it.
I just spun around for a little bit. You put a quarter in me.
We got a chance to get some of those tangents off your chest. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We got one final segment left of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to be a part of it, 844-967-2789. There's plenty of time. You can share those final tangents. Otherwise, we got a couple more to get off our mind before the long holiday weekend. Again, call or text 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
They're totally going to come to a deal, I promise you. Someday, it's a deal. We're going to come together bipartisan.
Players, coaches, and staff of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors say thank you to the servicemen and women who gave their lives defending our freedoms. The Raptors also salute those in our armed forces today. Enjoy Military Mondays with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, where all veterans enter for free. This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah, I picked this song. I picked this song for this show because it's exactly what I want to do. Exactly what I think we should do. We should take a look ahead and don't look back. Because one of the... so many things I could go to, but...
Yeah, man. This is...
At the end of it, at the end of it... Partisanship aside, please, for the love of God, people, will you please worship and elect leaders that have competence, no matter who they are? Like, there's no way that any of the people that you have mentioned that are Republican nominees that I would even consider looking at them. Not because they're Republican, but because they're freaking Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Chris Christie that you've talked about. Tim Scott, I don't trust to... as far as I can throw him. I can throw people pretty far. But I don't see Tim Scott as anything besides I want to go and run for something to raise my profile. I don't think anyone in their right mind thinks that Tim Scott could possibly win because of where he's come from and how many times he's compromised himself to go and be in the position that he's in. I don't see why you look at these people and go, geez, that's the guy for me. Or, gee, this is going to work out. I can't understand why people worship people that represent something rather than somebody who is something. Do you know what I mean? They like, and I hate to bring up the example of the Kardashians, because that person, because the Kardashians, there are several very shrewd businesswomen, and they make a bunch of money for themselves within what they have and what they've been given.
Yeah.
But the idea of them is that they are just already famous, and that's why they're famous, because they're famous.
That's how they got famous, because they were famous, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing with people who are rich. Sometimes we worship people who are rich, but sometimes they're just rich because they
were rich.
Yeah. And sometimes they you know, made something and they sold the crap out of it, and they, you know, good for them. Awesome. My point is that we need to value substance over perceived substance.
Yeah.
And one of the most important skills that we can teach any kid today is not just how to think, but how to perceive reality. And to the point, you know, the thing is, that is the thing that is, we can agree on the thing. That's the thing. That's
and we've,
real.
We've talked about it, and this is where we got started, and I think it's fitting. We're going to talk about it in the final segment, too, is narrative. Narrative,
yes.
Narrative matters. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. If you want to share a final tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We got Joanne and Madison. Joanne, what's on your mind today?
Replaced by AI. Your segments on AI were just brilliant, and you're on top of all the high-tech themes, and I'm really, really, really going to miss your show.
Appreciate it, Joanne. Yeah, it's absolutely something I will continue to keep an eye on. And again, I'm moving to a little bit more of the news components here at Civic Media, and you can better believe that I will be covering the artificial intelligence aspect of what's going on in the news today.
How do you know we're not already replaced by AI?
There you go.
Appreciate the phone call, Joanne.
I don't think you can program the way that that's also the way you know it's me, because if I change subjects within like 2 or 3 minutes, you know it's me. There's no possible program that, like, even if you randomize it, because at least sometimes my flow makes sense, and you usually get back to the beginning too. So
yeah, you bring those tangents full circle. 844-967-2789. We got friend of the show, sponsor, and just all around excellent guy, Gordy down in Dunn. Gordy, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
Well, yeah, I tuned in a little late today, and when I heard your announcement, it was like a punch to the gut, you know? It's like hearing an old friend from high school died or something, and it's sort of a sadness in my heart to hear you guys not going to be on the radio bringing your unique tangents to the airwaves. But my tangent that I wanted to share on a brighter note is that this weekend is our Brat Festival at Kopke's Greenhouse starting tomorrow through Monday. We serve up brats and hot dogs and chips and sodas. And every single dime goes to Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight. And then Sunday afternoon, we have a plant auction where we auction off a bunch of planters. And again, every single dime goes to the Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight. Last year, we raised enough to send 27 Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C., and it's quite an event. So get a chance and you're in the area, stop by, throw a few bucks in the hat, and help those boys go on a trip that is well worth the efforts that they spent in the military.
Absolutely. And Gordy, we can't thank you enough. That is an excellent cause to support. We appreciate what you do for that auction, that entire Brat weekend. So, yeah, head on down to Gordy's Greenhouse,
Kopke's Greenhouse.
Down in Dunn. It's beautiful. You can get yourself a lot of plants. My entire vegetable garden coming from Gordy's. So I can't wait to share some of the success, Gordy, and I'll show you all the pictures of what the vegetables look like when they're all done, because they're looking good right now with the weather we've been having. I can tell you, Gordy, I'm going to – pretty pleased. The spinach is already ready for harvest. folks, if you want to share a final tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We appreciate you, Gordy. We also got Don in Windsor calling in. Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I, too, love the show. I'm going to miss it. It comes on when I get done with work, so I usually listen to it, and it's been great. And I really got to say, Luke, your knowledge and the way you explain the state government, and especially what's going on with the Republican Party in our state, it's a great message. It's an important message, and I really hope you get a chance to keep telling that story, because it's really important, and I'm really impressed with it.
Appreciate that, Don. Those are very kind words. I will not be far, so I can guarantee you I'm thrilled continuing on the efforts here at Civic Media, what we're doing, being able to build out the radio network, and you will not hear the last of Brian and I. At the close of today, we will still be nearby, but just no more dueling tangents. Let's squeeze in one more tangent here before the end. We've got Angela in Sussex calling in. Angela, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. I love your show, and I listened to your pre-Thanksgiving show last fall, and the points you made, I was able to take to my family dinner, and it was like the first time in 10 years we haven't fought. So, thank you, guys.
Absolutely, Angela. That was probably one of our favorite. We talked about being able to talk with family members at the Thanksgiving table, and Brian shared his, what would you call it, a critique, analysis of the Thanksgiving dinner
Brock's,
candy corn?
Brock's candy corn Thanksgiving edition.
That may have been one of my favorite editions of Tangents as well, Angela. So we appreciate that it was successful fantastic. With your family around the Thanksgiving table. And again, that's narrative, talking with people, having the conversation. That's what we've been trying to do.
The narrative and the way you tell your story matters.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We really appreciate you joining us across the several months we've been doing the program. Have an excellent Memorial Day weekend. And you'll hear from Brian and I again soon.
Love you guys.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing.